Is Lauren in by chance?
Who's calling, please?
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Can you hold on?
Of course.
Hello?
Lauren?
Yes?
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's one day closer to Friday, so I can't complain. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to call and actually follow up here. We had extended an offer about 2 weeks ago to you through direct mail. It was based off some good lending history you had with PNC Bank a few years back. Is that ringing a bell by chance?
Direct payment, what is that?
We had sent it in direct mail. It was a pre-approved offer for some equipment and working capital, and the company had been pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and the company just to see how business was going and if there was any plans for growth here in the near future we could help you out with.
Oh, okay. Whenever I need it, I will just, contact you. Right now, we are fine.
I see. Is there typically a time of the year where you guys do look to do that, or is it just more on an as-need basis?
Nowadays business is okay to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have a kind of a good credit from other credit card. And then everything is kind of enough, you know.
I got you.
Whenever time comes.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
I mean, if you guys are going to be looking to bring on any new equipment or if you need some additional capital for some projects that maybe stack up on you or payroll
actually,
or anything
like
that.
Actually, we bought a new machine, around $30,000.
Oh, you did?
Last month. But who knows? Another part of our new machine, maybe if you need a new one. Mm-hmm. I will remember you.
Yeah, is there maybe a good email there? I could shoot you my information for so that you have that for down the road if something does come up.
Right now it's too many, the emails. So
that's
I
fine.
Have your number here.
Yeah, I was gonna say I can just follow up with you maybe like once a month or two and just kind of see where the business is at.
Maybe next year, kind of year to year because.
Okay.
You're not buying, the things like that close month to month,
Mm-hmm. I see. No, that's fine. We can maybe just touch base here at the end of the year and just kind of see what you guys got planned here going forward for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a plan?
Maybe not. But still, we bought machine was, is good. They are in good condition right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
If you're good on the equipment side, the offer is also good for working capital. Are you familiar with that?
No, it's not familiar.
Okay, it's just it's basically unsecured cash that you guys could qualify for. It's just mostly based off your gross annual sales, it's unsecured. You guys can use it for whatever you see fit for the business. Are you guys ever put on like a net 30 or a net 60 payout structure with some of these contracts you have with businesses, or is it all pretty upfront?
No, whenever we buy machine, maybe cash or maybe, the 2-3 year contract.
Would you just go straight through, the vendor then, or did you just go to your local bank? How did you finance it?
Sometimes directly to company, sometimes after that contract, if I have a good rate, I switch to the,
Yeah, you'll just take what the best rate you can get, right?
Yeah.
Of course. So it's definitely something we could maybe help you out with down the road. It sounds like you just recently purchased a piece of equipment, so at the moment it definitely doesn't sound like there is much need, but I can follow up here, towards the end of the year.
Oh, this time we pay cash. We pay, just, in advance.
Oh, for that last piece of equipment?
Because they don't give us kind of a payment plan. So, you know, like otherwise I got to pay interest.
Yeah. Did you look into refinancing the piece of equipment? That way you could have some extra capital on hand? Or was your cash flow good enough to just pay for it and be okay?
Yeah, we are good enough. We paid it,
okay.
Yeah, they gave me kind of, you know, the extended 2 months kind of after they, you know, that's why we paid off at once.
Yeah, I mean, if you can pay it in cash and just get it over with and still be able to have operations there, that's definitely what makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
I'll follow up here
in a few months here towards the end of the year, and we'll just kind of see where you guys are at with the business, and if there's anything we can help you out with, we'll gladly do so.
Yeah, anyhow, what rate is the interest?
That's just going to depend really on a lot of factors. What kind of equipment, if it's going to be new or used, how long of a term you choose. There's a lot of things that go into that. They typically start in the mid-single digits, and it can just kind of vary from there. I will say on the equipment side, though, it's more based off of your credit. And from what you said earlier, it sounds like you guys have great credit, so you'll definitely qualify for some of our better programs. So it's definitely something for you guys to consider down the road. But like I said, I can just reach out here in a few months and just kind of see where you guys are at. If anything does come up before then, feel free to give me a call there at my direct dial, and we can definitely help you out.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Lorraine. Enjoy the rest of your week, okay?
Okay, you too. Okay.
Bye.